Welcome to Lanya, a program about issues, events, and people here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. And I'm joined today by Chris Foster. He's a forester at the Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge. Welcome.
Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Doing well. Glad you're with us today. And Chris, you've got a big event planned for Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge.
That we do. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., we'll have be hosting a talk on invasive species and what we are doing on the refuge to fight invasive species.
So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about Black Bayou Lake. The lake has been in existence a long time out there. I know over the years when I've tried to fish in it, you've had lily pads and things that are kind of tough to get around in. You guys are trying to get that lake back into, I guess, its natural state with all the stuff that is supposed to be there and none of the foreign invaders.
That's correct. It's kind of a moving target as to, you know, what exactly an invasive species is. We have some on the lake that have been there for a while that aren't quite as problematic as a couple of the newer aquatic plants that we have. Two of the big one right now that we're fighting is a water hyacinth. It's been in the lake for several years. It requires pretty intensive treatment, and the newest one we have that's extremely aggressive is giant salvinia, and it is a very aggressive plant, and it poses a lot of problems for us to try to get it out of there.
You know, I guess you see lakes that get out of control and things happen, and then they come in and try to dump some other fish in there to eat the plants or get rid of another species, and then that one goes out of control, and it's a never-ending cycle. It's really easy to handle, though, if proper precautions are taken, right?
That's correct. Our primary locator or our primary transporter of invasive species in the lake is boats, boat trailers. People bring in, of course, bring their boats in to fish, and at the ramps, a lot of time there's at the boat ramps there's the invasive plants are around the boat ramp. They get caught between the boat and the trailer, and if that's not clean before they transport to another lake, those plants can live under those boats for several weeks, and they can even appear dead. The leaf material or the plant material can be brown, but it can still survive and regenerate when a boat is launched into another lake.
You know, another thing I see is folks with the nice little water garden in their backyard, and they've gone out to the, you know, to the big Home Depot or Lowe's or some big store, and they've bought these plants, and then their fish go belly up, and they're like, well, I'll just throw these plants in the river, or I'll throw these pretty lily pads in the bayou, and not a good idea.
Yeah, a lot of the transport besides the boats it's accidental. People don't understand or they don't realize a lot of our invasive species were ornamentals. Water hyacinth is one. It was brought in the 1800s as a ornamental from South America, and it grows very well here. Same thing with giant salvinia. It was an aquatic ornamental, and that's all it takes, just one accidental translocation of this plant, and it's off to the races.
So we're talking about plants. I guess this could apply to fish and other species within the water too, right?
That it can. The Asian silver carp is one that's popped up.
Is that the jumpy fish?
That's the fish that will breach and is wreaking havoc all the way up the Mississippi River, the tributaries of the river. We have them here in the Ouachita River. Not only aquatic, we deal a lot with terrestrial. I deal a lot with terrestrial plants. One of our big ones is Chinese tallow tree. They grow all over the place. They were brought here as an ornamental, and then there were several other uses. People trying to figure out ways to use them. So we're fighting plants and animals both. So,
and I guess because you have lake in your name, Black Bayou Lake, I just think water, but there's lots of other grounds there that that things can get into.
That's correct. And all of our habitat management on the refuge requires some type of manipulation, whether we're removing plant material, native plant material, to accomplish some objective. And that's usually where a problem occurs, when you have some type of disturbance. So anytime you go in there and you know, put some sunlight on the ground, or you expose some bare soil, that's where your problems come in.
Okay, so you mentioned these plants, and I don't know what these things look like. I need an expert to show me, or some pictures or something, to go, this is a water hyacinth, or that's a tallow tree. You're having an event so people can come in, and I guess you're going to show them these things so they know this is what you're looking for.
That's correct. And it's going to be very informal. It's going to be me just talking. I'm going to have some pictures available there and a very basic slideshow. The plant identification is very easy. Once you know what you're looking for, it's very easy to spot. So I'll have pictures in the talk tomorrow. Like I said, it will be very informal. There are a lot of websites. Like I said, next week is National Invasive Species Awareness Week. People can go to nisaw.org. There's a lot of good information there. There's also another website, invasivespeciesinfo.gov. There's a lot of good information on that website as well. State-specific information, plants, animals, and, you know, just about anything you would want.
If you had to give our refuge out there like a 1 to 10 grade, with 10 being really good and 1 being not so good, where are we at right now, and where are we trying to get to?
Right now at Black Bayou, I would say, boy, that's a tough question. I would say we're probably at a 5 or a 6. It's just a constant battle. It takes constant vigilance. We're always out looking for new species or for new infestations or areas of the refuge that we may not have explored fully yet. And then we're also on the lookout for these newer species that are more aggressive. So it's a constant battle working on the old areas and then trying to prevent new infestation.
Springtime, how's the fishing out there right now?
It seems to be pretty good. We had a little bit of water hyacinth blocking the boat ramp a couple weeks ago, and we're working on getting that kind of cleaned out, and it's some of it sunk. So if the boat ramp parking lot is any indication, the fishing's pretty good, because there's a lot of boats out there right now.
That's Chris Foster. He's a forester with the Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., you can find out more about invasive species. That's at the Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thanks, Corey.